What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 57 of Beyond the Retail. This is one of your hosts, Eduardo Pineda.
Hey, Xavier Puente.
What's up, my man?
What's going on, brother?
Not much.
It's around that time, man. Halloween.
Spooky times.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year. That's what, especially the story times, man.
What he's talking about is the Beyond Every Ghost Story episodes.
Yeah, we always, around this time, do a series of, like, Halloween stories and, you know, ghost stories and, you know, things like that. And, I wanted to ask before we start any of that stuff, like, are you going to go see any of the movies, like the Halloween movie or?
And to be honest, I'm not too much of a big of a...
Like a horror
fan in general. Not that I didn't enjoy or not that I didn't like it in the past.
Uh-huh.
I did, but they kind of sort of got repetitive to the point where I'm like, oh, fuck this. You know, like, all I'm going to is just for that one scene where it's like, you know, you get scared because of reaction of, like, spookiness, you know, not because of, like, you're actually scared because of the story.
You just want to get that initial reaction.
I don't like that shit. That's why I stopped going to the horror, like pretty much all horror. So my lady doesn't like horror, so we don't.
So you guys are good.
Yeah.
My wife, she's not like either a fan of it or anything. Like, she'll go if I go, but she's like not like pushing me, like, oh, let's go see this movie, or let's go see.
Is that gonna be the new Michael Myers? Is
yeah,
the one you're talking about. Okay.
Michael Myers.
See, like something like that, I would probably like want to go watch because it's Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, I don't know. We'll see. It depends. If people say it's good, maybe I'll watch it.
Like recently, they really haven't, because like I'm from like the 80s era when like the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the first Halloween and the first Jason and the first
everything.
And so, but like on movies right now that they have been making, like, they don't even come close to, you know, the movies
they
style.
Can't even make them like that no more too.
Yeah,
like, you
because
know, like,
or maybe it was just a different era, but it really did
it
give
was,
you the...
It was definitely a different era. Like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like,
that was,
you know? Like,
that was the craziest,
like,
one, dude.
Like, that's a good movie, because it's not only for, you know, like, you think about it, and the scenes are, like, some of them are gruesome or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but that's part of, you know, like, it's kind of credible versus,
yeah.
like, Chucky,
like a dog coming to
or like him. Freddy, you know, like even Freddy is like spooky, but and I kind of like him more than other ones, but like fucking what is that Paranormal Activity?
Oh yeah,
stuff
that,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
bro,
like the first. Did you ever see the first Blair Witch one? The
yeah, I did.
Were you scared or did the
I mean,
like,
that one
like
was a little bit more believable, you know, because it's like real life, you know, like supposedly, like, or it can be in like a real life, you know, because it was documented like
right.
in that kind of scenery, you know.
When that one first came out,
it leaves you wanting like more, you know, like that's how I remember like some of those movies like that, or like at least that one, it made me. Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre too, I had a lot of questions, like
mm-hmm.
how, you know, like backstory and stuff, because it only explains kind of, like, it doesn't really explain all of it, you know, just
yeah.
explains some, and then it's like, and then they say it's like real life and shit, it's like,
yeah,
damn,
it's like,
you know,
yeah, I think I've said this story like, you know, in other podcasts, but still, like, us growing up in Texas,
yeah.
Like, our parents used to tell us, hey, if you don't behave, we're going to take you to go, we're going to go leave
you
with
this.
Yeah,
bro, you never said
but
this.
But, yeah, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy, he was actually still around. He was still alive.
When
I was a little kid. And he was in, he was arrested in a jail, you know, in a prison close there in Texas. And And yeah, that's how they would scare us, man. It's like, hey.
That must have taken it to a whole new level, you know? But, like, the fact that it was, like, real-life stories and stuff, like, those type of movies, I always enjoy those type. Like, no matter if it's, like, crazy, gruesome or whatever, like, I'll watch it because it's interesting, you know, just to see, like, things that happened in the past or, like, things that are, like, impressive. Like, that's not something you come across too often, you know? Like,
Like the Nightmare on Elm Street one, like, it's just so crazy just to think about it, that like, pinche demonio is gonna come and get you when you go to sleep.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, like, that was like the scary part and stuff.
Yeah.
But mainly the movies that I'm talking about, and I shouldn't have put like Nightmare on Elm Street on that, but like Paranormal Activity, I can't come up with like maybe The Ring.
No, The Ring, dude. I couldn't.
Those type of, like, I don't even know. Maybe Annabelle, I don't know. I've never seen Annabelle, but
I saw one. I think maybe it is Annabelle, but
there's coming out new ones coming out. Yeah. Number two, I think.
I think so. But there were some parts that were, I didn't even get to see the whole movie, but the certain parts were like, oh shit, like it got crazy.
¿Sabes también cuáles estaban locas? Las de Saw.
The Saw ones were...
Simone.
But that was more, like...
I know, that was...
Realistic, like killing shit that, like...
Yeah, it wasn't, like,
it
horror.
It wasn't, like, horror, you know? Now, the ones that I remember, like, I don't know, like, did you ever see The Pet Sematary? The Stephen King...
I don't watch that, bro.
Are you
a big Stephen King fan?
You know, I haven't read, like, any
books. You don't read, but you watch the movies.
I've seen
the movies. Son de Stephen King,
The Children of the Corn.
Okay.
Christine.
Es no, Children of the Corn, si lo he visto.
Have you seen Christine?
No sé.
It's about the car.
No sé, no creo.
I think it's like either a 57 Chevy or...
It's cursed and shit or what?
Yeah, so the kid, he's a high school kid or a... You know, he gets bullied a lot, and he goes to this junkyard and he finds this car and he wants it, and the dude really didn't want to give it up to him, but he ended up giving it up to him anyway. So he went to go fix it and make it start, and like basically like all the bullies that would, you know, bully him, like he wouldn't really do nothing, but the car like started
I remember this vaguely, bro.
Yeah, the car.
Like the car would like run them over and shit. Yeah, one
exactly.
By one and that. See.
Yeah.
Creo que sí me acuerdo de eso, bro.
You can do anything to it. Like you can start it on fire. And
yeah, and it would always
come
back. Come
back,
like,
yeah.
Creo que sí me acuerdo. Was it a red car?
Yeah, red car.
Creo que sí me acuerdo. Y también se le abría la pinche, le abría la cajuela, the front.
I think so.
One scene. Bro, I think I know what you're talking about. I had forgotten about that, like, but I vaguely remember this movie.
But see, again, that's not really like a horror, but it's a, you know.
So,
there was another one, Cujo.
I don't know if this is 100% accurate, bro, pero este vato, Stephen King, ese vato se tenía un, like, he I don't know if you know. Or if this is true, hopefully we should fact check this.
Yeah, I know.
creo que este vato era como drogadicto. At one point, he abused drugs. Like I would say, I don't know if I would consider him a drug addict, but I think he abused drugs or he abused alcohol, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Este vato se, or maybe both combined. Pero este vato es como escribió muchos de sus
That's why they came out.
Yeah, and I think Cujo was like one that he was like super fucked up, and he doesn't even remember like writing it.
I could be wrong,
but I'm almost 100% sure this is
like that.
Yeah,
because Cujo was freaked out.
You talked about this.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I like it because of the scare factor of it. And it's not like a haunted, like paranormal kind of like scary. No, it's a freaking dog, you know, as big as that. It's gonna come and kill you if you don't get out of your car, or if you know, maybe you get out of your car or something like that.
Same one.
But yeah, Children of the Corn 2 was another one that was pretty scary. Just because it was just like a whole town of nothing but little kids, like zombie kids. Not really zombie kids, but kids in general that were, you know, possessed or whatever. And, you know,
were they killed too or no?
I think
they were killed.
They would kill too.
But were they killed as well?
No. They just. I think they were controlled by this one kid.
Okay.
Yeah, like this demon kid, and you know, he was just the one that you know.
¿Cuál era el otro que era similar que the crow? ¿Así es, hermano? ¿Cómo es? Remember the one with the fucking the Reaper, ¿verdad?
Or Candyman?
No, not Candyman. It was like it took place también in the cornfields. No sé si era lo mejor es la de corn, pero no sé.
Porque hicieron varios como chafitas también. The Scarecrow, or one about a Scarecrow también.
Creo que sí, que estaba una morrita.
Medio.
I can't remember all the movies, but there's a lot of movies, you know, and I'm sure like we could, there's hundreds that we could recommend.
But like I said, like, the ones that they've done right now, it like I said, it doesn't compare.
No, yeah. But, like, so, are you going to go for the nostalgic factor, like, to some of them?
It's not something I'm going to rush to the theaters for, me personally. Like, if it comes out, like, on HBO Max or whatever, or HBO.
Yeah, if we stay at theater?
You know, it's funny because...
I want to know.
Me and my son, because we had stayed, you know... by ourselves a while back, and
your ladies went out of town.
They went out of town, and then we were gonna go. I can't remember which one we were gonna go see, but we were this close. We were like already at the mall, the Plaza Bonita, and
everything.
I couldn't do it, bro. I froze, man. Like, my son was ready to go. And I just like, you know what? It's still too early for me, bro. I've never been like this in my life.
What did your son say to him?
No, he's just like, oh, all right, well, if we don't want to go, we don't have to go. Like, he didn't make a big deal about it. It's just, like, I just kept on thinking about it. And then, like, just certain shit went through my head. And then I go, you know what? I don't want to go.
Okay, you know, if you don't feel safe, and yeah. You're not going to feel good. And, yeah. But I had Benjamin, remember he had said que no iba a ir?
Uh-huh.
Like a couple of podcasts. And then he went already. So
You've gone.
I've gone. I haven't gone recently, but I had gone prior to people like kind of like when they barely opened it a couple of weeks probably.
Yeah.
So but it's been a while since I've gone, like, just because that hasn't really been like that. There's been movies that I'm like, I would want to watch it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't, you know, I don't need to watch it, but there'll be some.
Yeah, even like at the house, like, I haven't seen the Black Widow one yet.
Yeah,
and I know that it's already out on like the HBO
Disney Plus.
Or Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's the one that we were talking about, remember? That they got pissed because it's so.
Now they're not
releasing the movies with the same time as in the theater. You know, they're taking a long time.
Good. It was good that she stood up for herself.
Yeah, like we said, it was gonna set a precedent. You know, like it was gonna be like something that she kind of helped out the whole industry, like as far as actors, you know.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I know you were talking to me about something earlier too.
Oh yeah, since because of the Howling podcast or the Beyond Every Ghost Story podcast that we're gonna about to do. I was just doing some research and I was mentioning to Eduardo that I didn't know that the Plaza or the San Isidro Americas, Plaza de los Americas, I guess it's said to be haunted too because of that area was a, it got flooded and like over 80 people died over there. And so when they built it, you know, they built it in an area where a lot of death happened. And so sometimes a lot of people say that they feel stuff over there. Like some people have said they've been pushed, like employees have said they've seen stuff.
What about you?
And I haven't really seen anything, have but there are certain areas. What's that?
Have you ever gone at night or no?
I've gone at night. And like I said, I've never gotten like pushed or, but like there's a certain restroom that, or maybe the only restroom right now that's in there, but you feel something whenever you walk in there.
I think it's because it's dark, bro. I think
it could be too.
Lighting, like, it's not that, you know, but I mean, maybe, I don't know. I haven't, like, I've never really paid attention to
like, do you ever, does it ever happen to you that you feel stuff?
I used to, but I think it was because I was scared. I think it was because
have you ever gone to a spot where it did really make you really scared? Or that you want to say,
I haven't felt like that in a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Like a long time.
When did you ever feel like that? Was it at a house or was that somebody else's house? Or?
It might have been some spot, like a big spot, like some sort of building or something.
And you said you didn't want to go in there. You didn't want
to. No, I would go in there, but I would feel like, you know, like something could happen or something, you know, like, like just because it was dark or something, and I'd be like, man, you're just playing games and stuff, you know, like, and then after a while, like, you know what? Now it doesn't even cross my mind, and I think that's why I don't pay attention to it, you know, because. Before it used to cross my mind, it used to be like, oh, something's gonna happen, but it's like, I don't know, now I don't think about it, you know, I don't think about like, oh, something could happen or something's gonna happen in the dark or something, because I think especially for the dark part, like being scared of the dark or whatever, like as I got older, I exposed myself more to being out at the dark, during the dark time, you know, like not right now, not anymore,
yeah.
Because I don't really go out and shit, but
yeah.
Like, there was a time where I would go and I would walk with my friends and shit, like, in the middle of the night, or, like, go play soccer. Or,
in the middle? You know,
yeah, like at 1, 2, 3 p.m., or 3 a.m. and stuff. Like,
God damn.
Yeah, like, there was times where I did stuff like that, you know, or stayed up pretty much the whole night, just, like, playing FIFA or, like, kicking it or drinking or going to the taco shop or going to the club or whatever, you know? But...
Didn't you say, or what, I don't know if it was you or Ben, that, like, you guys would cross through a cemetery or something like that, or no?
I would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Frequently, too.
God dang, I've never gone through a cemetery. I've gone just to go visit.
But I wouldn't go inside the cemetery. I wouldn't go near the cemetery. Like, I would have to pass by it, like, literally, like, next to it.
And nada?
No, not really.
Can't say that, though.
I never went inside. The only time that I went inside was in TJ. I think I told you about that one. And I did go inside. But that one I was just scared by telling you. Because I think it was just because I was little.
Mm. No. We should go to a cemetery and just check it out.
Do a podcast and shit at night. That would be wild.
You know, I didn't even know that there's one right here. Past the bridge, right?
Yeah, where, but in Stalag,
there's like a 7-Eleven or something like that.
I think you're talking about the one that you can see from the freeway.
I've never seen
it. It's like on top of a hill.
Well, like if you go through where the Burlingtons and the El Super,
yeah,
that street there, yeah. And then go underneath the bridge,
yeah,
and then there's like a 7-Eleven right there at the corner. There's a sign that says cemetery.
Yeah,
like
I think that one goes on top of a hill and stuff. I think you can see it from the freeway, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, you can see part of it from the freeway. All
right, guys. Well, next time we're gonna be doing our podcast. just kidding.
That would be wild though. Like those one dudes that you watch. Are you still watch those type of videos? Or
yeah, I've seen like several new ones now, but some Spanish one, or Mexican dudes. El payaso, De La Toledo or something like that.
I don't know.
And then, did you ever see the show Extra Normal?
Yeah, we've talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so that guy, Alberto Del Arco, the yeah, guy that used to...
used to do the commentary or whatever.
Yeah, he's doing his own stuff, so I've been watching him. And, which other one? Well, that one, El Payaso, like, he has, like, a bunch of other dudes that, like, they branch out, so, you know, they have their own.
Yeah, but they all do one show together?
Yeah, sometimes they all do, like... one show together.
But they put all the content together or
no? No, sometimes you can, or you more or less you can find their own videos.
Okay. But they know. Plug each other.
So. Yeah, they plug each other. And sometimes, you know, like, you can hear them all together. But one of them's like closing. Yeah, okay. One of them's ending, and then you can, you know, the other one's like. But, yeah, there's. Some pretty cool stuff. He does a lot of his stuff in cemeteries. And then, but he goes all around like Mexico too. And he's been doing stuff out there. And, but, yeah, the Alberto del Arco, I like his stuff a lot because, I don't know, it just seems more real. Like these guys, the payaso, like when they're there in the cemetery, like they'll see a shadow and they'll start chasing it, and they'll see shadows over here, and so it kind of seems like maybe they have extra people, you know, walking around the cemetery and just to help out the show, I guess, or something.
They need to have as many cameras as possible, to be honest. Like that would be like the perfect thing, you know. Like I've talked about it before on the podcast, like
a lot of angles.
Yeah, they had to have different angles of everything, you know. So it can be more credible. Like, I do want to believe, you know, that there is, like, all that stuff, like, but it's just, so right now, like, it doesn't really cross my mind, you know, but aliens do sometimes, you know, but, like, extra normal stuff is, like, possibly, you know, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
But I just never really experienced anything too crazy.
It's weird, like, I've seen a lot of stuff that I've never seen before, like here in California. Not like back to back or anything like that, but like, you know, that little bridge right here, crossing where the McDonald's is?
Okay, yeah.
Where it's super, and then you cross that little bridge. So I was, we're crossing the bridge at night, and I seen three circular things falling from the sky. I thought they were like flares.
Yeah.
Or it could be flares, or I thought, or I don't know if they could have been asteroids, but they were falling, and I was like, man, those things are gonna hit like close once they fall, because they had the little flame or the flare like behind it, like a trail. And then all of a sudden, like, they all just stopped one at a time, one, two, and three.
It could have been that they were.
It could have been a flare?
No, it could have been. It could have been either flares, or it could have been the asteroids or whatever, like meteors
The asteroids, if they're going to fall, they're going to fall, and they're going to land.
The thing is, kids, some of them, they dissipate, they disappear.
No, but these stayed in the air, like...
Oh, they stayed in the air. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant they went down and they disappeared.
No, the tail, they stopped, and then the tail, you know... finished coming, and they just stayed like as three little balls in the air.
Oh, damn. How far did it stretch, like, from their
tail? Well, you know what? Like, when I've seen, like, shows, like, I can't even remember what the name of the shows were, but there's people all the way from L.A. that said they saw these, the same thing.
Or, like, same characteristics.
Yeah.
But, like, how far did it go down, like, in the air? Like, how much do you think?
Like, I would say, like, the horizon. It didn't pass, like, you know, down to the street. So, like, let's say
you... But how far did it go down, like, from how far did it descend? Like, because you said it moved, right?
Yeah, it was coming at an angle.
Yeah.
And then right before, like, it would, like, break the horizon, I would say, you know, passing from... from ground level to, you know, the sky.
Someone.
Like, right in between, right in the middle, there's where it just stopped.
So you want to say almost 50 feet, maybe?
I would say.
Yeah? Like, in a matter of, like, less than a second.
Yeah, just say like you're just watching it, and okay, let's just say from a red to a green light, you know, because that's what happened.
Like a second, like a split second.
Yeah, because
like a blink of a knife
when I stopped at the red light, that's when I seen him coming down, and then I was just watching. I was like, oh, dude. I didn't even think about pulling out my phone or record it, you know. But I thought, man, those asteroids, they're gonna hit like close. And all of a sudden they just stopped, dude. And but yeah, that shit was crazy. Last night too, I seen something too. It looked like those three flares, but like right above like Walmart. I don't know if they were helicopters, but we always see those all the time too. Like. Oh, they're
it could be drones.
It could be drones, but they're always like standstill. I don't know if drones.
They stand still. They can stand still, for sure.
Yeah.
But it just depends on where you gotta be close to them. That's the thing.
But you've never seen anything like in the sky?
I have, but never nothing like. I think I've talked about it, the one in LA and stuff with my brother and my dad, mm-hmm. but my dad wasn't. In the car, it was only me and my brother didn't pay attention to me, so, but I've already said that story, and then apart from that, it's like, I think another one at a park that I also, but from then on here, like, I haven't really observed the sky, to be honest, you know, so I can't, the thing is, también, like, it would be crazy, like, to, you know, what's something that I do want to experience is going somewhere where it's, like, super dark, where there isn't, like, too much light pollution.
Yeah.
And fucking just observe the sky, like, how, like, our ancestors used to observe the sky, sort of, you know.
Well, they say, like, if you can get, like, one of those, night vision goggles and stuff like that.
Same one.
You can see a lot of shit.
Sí, pero yo no quiero ver así como se mira así al ojo, like, you know, to the naked eye.
Yeah.
But how was it like? Do you remember like the sky in Texas versus the sky like here? Like
more clear?
Yeah or no?
I think because Texas is like plain, like.
Same one.
Like straight plain. Like over here we have a lot of mountains and we have a lot of. So, yeah, I think it would be, like, more clear over there to see from a long range.
And everything looked far, like,
yeah.
Like
you can put, you know, go to the side of the road and you can see for miles, because it's just, like, open, you know, people always had, like, big-ass cornfields or big-ass cotton fields and... Yeah, so you just, wherever you sat, or wherever you, you know, parked your car, I mean, you can see for forever. But, again, dude, like, over there in Texas, I never paid attention to the sky either. You know, I didn't.
I'm sure it was, like, I'm pretty sure, like, even light wasn't that, like, was there, like, everything, si estaba usado bien en tu town?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
There wasn't that many lights, huh?
Yeah, there wasn't that many lights, yeah. Because it's like a lot of farm town, too, where I grew up at.
I'm hoping one day, like, when I go to Mexico, like, my suegro, he'll go on a hunt or something, I'd be down to go on a hunt with them. I'm not probably, like, going to shoot anything. I'll just go, like, to help them carry and, like, do whatever they need.
So you don't
want to
shoot something?
I do, but I'm not trained. I'm like, I would need to practice, you know? I don't want to fuck up. I would want them to be successful, you know?
So you wouldn't want to shoot something and then let it be, like, suffering?
No, I wouldn't care. As long as I hit it, to be honest, I would be proud of myself. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is I want to learn how to use the weapon before I shoot it, you know? Like, that's like, my thing, like,
it's like not that. Like, they say you get thrown in the deep end of the water, man, and just start shooting, bro.
See, but I need, like, a spot, you know, in the space, and, like, right here I can't really do it because it's expensive, you know, so, and, like, over there I could probably learn, you know, like.
Yeah, because it's not in the wilderness.
Yeah, so. It would be a cool experience, but to be honest, I would just go to see the sky.
Yeah.
And hopefully they get something, you know, because I'm trying to eat some wild game and stuff. You know, eat some whatever they catch over there.
But do they have venado?
Yeah, they have deer. They have like, I think they have like mountain lions, and then recently they're starting to the narcos that live in that town are starting to introduce fucking exotic animals, bro. Like there was a wild tiger like not too long ago.
Like loose?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there was also they released a crocodile into one of the things. I'm like, god damn, like that's not good. You know, like it's not good because if that crocodile like reproduces or whatever.
Yeah.
It only takes like, I don't know if they released one or two or how they made or whatever, but if that crocodile reproduces, or even if it doesn't, like it's still a dangerous thing to be, like, you know, if you're just in the water or near the water or something, out of nowhere just a fucking crocodile comes and fucking bites you and takes you down in the ocean, bro, or the river or whatever it is.
I just want to make boots out of that.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
That's crazy, man.
Like it's some, like nature isn't that something you want to fuck around with, you know?
No, definitely, man.
Like a lot of people think like, oh, cause you know we live in houses in the city and like we're not really exposed to like the wildlife, but I can only imagine un pinche oso de la verga, you know?
So if you would be a millionaire or a billionaire and you wouldn't have exotic animals in your...
Nah, I would probably hunt, but I wouldn't have exotic.
So you would be a big game hunter, like have those...
Maybe. Those antlers and shit. Colgados and pinche moose and shit.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have it like that, but I would definitely, if I had the extra time, I would definitely try to do it, you know, try to learn how to kill properly and stuff, because, like, as far as wild animals, because they say, like, with one big animal, like, como un big deer or something, you can feed your family for almost a whole year, bro.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have friends of mine that used to hunt deer a lot, and they would make a lot of stuff with the deer, like deer sausage.
Same one.
You know, and deer like chorizo.
They
would have their
refrigerator.
Freezer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Apart from the...
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And they would stack their... Yeah, so they would have all the little steaks and...
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, shit like that. Like, that would be fucking... Because... You know, a lot of people say that meat is bad for you and things like that. It's the quality, you know, like,
yeah.
If you eat good meat, then it'll be healthy, you know, but if you don't, you know, eating McDonald's and, like, eating all this other stuff every day is, like, not the same.
Yeah, know? No, definitely not.
But, I don't know, that's just me. And not that I don't eat, like, unhealthy stuff every once in a while. I do, like, I'll eat McDonald's here and there or Jack in the Box and shit like that, but you know, I try to avoid it as much as I can and try to eat like even the meat that we get like from the supermarket sometimes is not the top quality either, you know.
Definitely the stuff that's in the store is like all dyed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like even the color of the meat, you can tell.
Yeah,
you know?
especially if it's like the carne asada where it's like separated and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The top stuff look red, yeah. And then the stuff, yeah. The bottom stuff is like all brown.
Yeah.
I have a funny story to tell you.
All right, go ahead.
going back to the movie stuff.
Same one.
So, little backstory of myself, like me growing up. When we would watch movies, if it was like a quote, like a dirty movie,
same one.
Like my dad would tell us, hey, close your eyes, or hey, we couldn't really see,
you
couldn't see that scene, and so that's what I grew up with, and that's what I kind of like try to raise my kids as, right?
Okay,
so yesterday, since my oldest son was, no, it was day before yesterday, but my oldest son was working, and so it was just me, my wife, and my youngest son, and then we ordered a pizza. We didn't really have nothing to do. We didn't have no, we didn't know what movies to watch and everything. So we were looking for a movie. So I don't know if you ever seen that movie Army of the Dead, or have you heard of it with Batista?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, it's a newer, fairly newer movie. It's not brand new, like it just came out, but it's a fairly new movie, and I've seen trailers of it, and it looks pretty cool. Like, I guess the zombies take over Las Vegas or whatever, and, you know, these guys go over there, you know, rescue the people. Well, anyway, so there's this beginning scene, the very beginning. This guy driving down the road, and I guess they just got married, and his girl, like, unzips his pants, and they start doing stuff, you know? And I'm, like, telling my son, hey,
close your eyes,
don't be watching this. And so whenever that finishes, I say, okay, you can, you know.
Someone.
I guess in that same spot, it was a pretty good lead to what was going to happen, but I guess the military had a convoy, and while this guy was getting whatever he was getting done to, he wasn't paying attention, and he ran into the military convoy. So the convoy had a zombie that even the guys in the military, they didn't even know what they were carrying.
Oh, damn.
So, you know, they just had this big metal box, and you know, so once they got into the wreck, the box was let loose. That door was open, and then I guess the military was working on like a military soldier, but he turned
that
into a
zombie. That was how it leaked?
Yeah.
That's how, so, like, it got
out. Yeah, he got out. Like, he, that military, like, he was like, he looked like John Cena, like, all huge, but he was a zombie. So he attacked all the military people and
infected all of them.
Infected all them. So all those soldiers were going towards Las Vegas.
Simon.
All right, so after that one scene happened, I told my son he can open up his eyes, and bro, the following scene, bro, like they're in a like, what is it, like a hotel lobby or something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the girls, the go-go dancers or the dancers that are in there, they're all naked, bro, but they're zombies and the titties everywhere, and yeah, and I'm telling myself, dude, close your eyes. God dang.
That's the problem of not knowing. You know?
Yeah,
that's
so,
the problem,
dude,
of not knowing.
I said, you know what? We're not gonna see this movie.
Yeah, that's why especially right now, she's 5, I'm like, no, she doesn't
yeah.
Not to be exposed to none of that stuff right now, you know, like, yeah, maybe in a couple years, you know, like
yeah.
Maybe like 4 or 5 years or whatever more, you know, maybe I'll talk to her about it, or, you know, let her know, like, shit, but
yeah, my wife is, I guess, a little bit more conservative than me.
Yeah.
She's all like, déjalo,
yeah.
He's like 16 and blah blah. It's like, dude, and I even my oldest son, 23, 24 years old, I still tell him, hey, don't be looking at that shit, because, dude, I never did that in front of my dad. So.
Yeah, I grew up like that to a certain extent. You know, there was time, then there was like when my parents split,
yeah.
Like. There wasn't, like, my mom wasn't there no more, so
yeah.
Nobody could really tell me what I could have watched or could, you know, so I would watch whatever the fuck I wanted, but for the most part, it was just, like, normal things, but, like, I don't know.
I even asked my kids, and then, you know, they tell me sometimes, they're like, hey, so you watch this stuff, I bet you, huh, with your anime cartoons and stuff, right? It's like, no. It's not even like that. It's like, it's only a little bit, and then they, it's like, yeah.
No fun. They get out like,
yeah, like,
yeah, you get that feeling, you know, especially when you're young and shit, and somebody
yeah.
tells you something like that, you get embarrassed and shit. It's like,
but the good thing, you know, they're still kids, man. Even my oldest son, I don't see that in him where he sees the
yeah.
nasty part
yeah.
about it, you know,
yeah.
it's just a thing, you know?
Yeah, and that's good, you know, because they don't teach them, like, not to, like, kind of, like, mainly respect, you know,
yeah.
towards, like, whoever they decide to date or whatever in the future,
yeah.
like, you know, because it's, like, Sí puede llegar a, like, it could influence, especially if you're young, you're exposed to something like that, it could definitely change, like, your way of thinking, you know, or just your focus, so, like, what you think, just in general, is crazy, you know, because nobody's really guiding you, you know, unless you have somebody that's, like, there, you know, telling you and shit, but I don't know if it's the norm now, but it definitely wasn't the norm when we were little. Especially when you were little.
Yeah.
I think for you, more than anything, it was, like, even more, like, machista and stuff, you know, like, you know?
No, definitely. And, like, around my time, like, it was more, I think it was just finishing the hippie era where, you know, like, free sex everywhere, and, you know, but, yeah, it's definitely the way you're raised. And how they, like, I was raised also too that they didn't really talk to us about our parents anyway. Yeah. But, like, you know, I'm pretty sure you learned a lot of stuff, like, from school.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Sort of, like, to a certain extent. Learned too much from school because that didn't really explain too much. It was like maybe like a couple of days, you know, or maybe like a week or something. I'm talking about, like, just the reproductive organs and stuff, like, nothing. You know, like, not really talking about, like, being responsible or, know, like, nothing like that. Something that you probably should get, you know, but it doesn't really happen too often either. I'm assuming that even today is not something that's, like, people do on a frequent basis.
You know, and it's funny, like, you know, going back to movies also, you know, like you said, that they didn't really teach us a lot. And it's funny that, like, even in the horror movies, like, in back in the day, too, like, all the Jason movies, you know, they always put, like, you know, dirty scenes or, you know, well, what they consider dirty, like, you know,
sexual
scenes, and, like, he's killing both of them while they're having sex and stuff like that, and, you know, kind of that's where, you know, we learn, you know, a lot of that, like, because there was other movies, like, even in the Freddy movies. Basically, like, all the movies back in the day, you know, they had to throw in a nude scene every once in a while.
It's not like they were not, like, I mean, they were pretty much nude, but it wasn't, like, too crazy either, you know, like split second or something.
Yeah.
Like, you would probably have to press, like, the pause button on the VCR or something to fucking move. If you really wanted to watch it or some shit like that, you know, but.
Or you'd be watching it and all of a sudden your parents pass by or something like that, like, hey.
Damn. The memories, man.
Yeah. I think I had told you one time about the HBO that we had this little black and white TV. Did I tell you about that?
I think you did, but I can't.
Where they, at night, sure. I guess we used to live by somebody who had cable. And so our little black and white TV at night, on HBO, there was a certain, like, intro that they would do that they were going to start showing.
Okay,
and so they would be like, oh, the following movie is rated R and it has nudity. But, like, you can see it all fuzzy, but then you can see, like, and I'm just like, oh, shit, everybody's asleep.
Damn. You have to play that one, huh? With having to fucking watch the TV and stuff.
Damn.
Damn.
So that was pretty funny, man.
It was, like, technology was different, too, so.
Yeah. You got the rabbit ears and everything.
Not everybody has their cell phones.
On cell phones, man. Yeah.
That's crazy. I think with that, we're going to close it out, man.
And if you guys have your own stories and you want to come do a podcast with us, if you want to show us anything that you've caught, any pictures or any
video,
especially video, man, that'd be really dope. I'd love to see it.
All right, guys. With that being said, this was episode 57. This was Eduardo Pineda.
And David Puente.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out.